This week on The Marquee, we've got Valentine's weekend releases that every kind of moviegoer can love. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, while visiting Russia, John McClane once again finds himself caught in the middle of a terrorist plot in A Good Day to Die Hard. The fifth installment of this long-running series has John teaming up with his estranged son, Jack, and stopping a nuclear weapons heist.
Or if you want to give your Valentine's Day weekend a little bit of romance, you can take your Valentine to see Safe Haven. The latest Nicholas Sparks movie stars Julianne Hough as a mysterious young woman who tries to escape her troubled past by moving to a small North Carolina town. There, her relationship with a widower, played by Josh Duhamel, forces her to deal with her problems. Though the story has a mysterious twist, it's mostly just another predictable Nicholas Sparks romance.
In Beautiful Creatures, a lonely teenage boy falls in love with a witch, sorry, a caster. Unfortunately, their whirlwind romance may be cut short by a curse and the fact that she could turn evil on her 16th birthday. This film gives the Twilight Saga a run for its money on being silly tween garbage.
For the youngest moviegoers, there's Escape from Planet Earth, an animated adventure about a daring alien astronaut, voiced by Brendan Fraser, who finds himself in a dangerous situation.
Opening at the Drexel, in the French drama Amour, an elderly couple of retired music teachers have their relationship tested when one of them suffers a debilitating stroke. Amour is nominated for 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture.
Or for action and drama on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Broken City, Promised Land, Rise of the Guardians, or The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 2. But for my pick this week, I'll choose A Good Day to Die Hard, because I hope that it'll be more thrilling and less predictable than the Valentine's weekend releases that I have seen.
As a huge Die Hard fan, I wish I could tell you that A Good Day to Die Hard is as good as the original. Unfortunately, I can't. The good news is that it's better than Live Free or Die Hard, and it's about on par with Die Hard 2, Die Harder. It's not great, but I've seen worse.
Or if you're planning to spend your Valentine's Day weekend at home, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Skyfall. The latest Bond adventure finds Daniel Craig's 007 facing a new kind of villain. With its timely story, its thrilling action, and some surprising personal touches, it's the best Bond film in years, not to mention one of the best films of 2012.
Rapper RZA stars and directs in the martial arts film The Man with the Iron Fists. When rival clans go to war, a gifted blacksmith is forced to create magical weapons for them to do battle until they force him too far. Co-stars include a chubby Russell Crowe and Lucy Liu.
In The Perks of Being a Wallflower, a freshman loner, played by Logan Lerman, is taken in by a couple of eccentric senior outcasts, played by Ezra Miller and Emma Watson. The lovable characters bring both heart and humor to this touching story of real-world teen drama.
Silent Hill Revelation is the sequel to 2006's Silent Hill. After years on the run, Heather Mason's father is kidnapped and she must enter the frightening alternate reality to save him and find answers to her past.
The controversial documentary Bully takes a devastating look at the effects that some kids suffer as a result of bullying. While the stories are heartbreaking, though, it fails to provide any real solutions to the problem.
The Sessions stars John Hawkes as a man who is stuck in an iron lung that is desperate to lose his virginity. With the help of his psychiatrist and his priest, he makes arrangements with a sex surrogate played by Helen Hunt.
Well, my pick of the week this week is an easy one. Though The Perks of Being a Wallflower is a worthwhile pick, it just can't compete with the classic Bond action and adventure of Skyfall.
I couldn't agree more. Skyfall was one of my favorite films of 2012, and is very easy to recommend on Blu-ray and DVD. I'd also suggest avoiding The Man with the Iron Fists and Silent Hill Revelation.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for a determined dad and a family haunted by paranormal activity. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
yippee-ki-yay.